welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 181.
You can't get that in darts, can you?
No, not without cheating. No. But you know, we are another day nearer to the magic 200.
Why didn't we, on day 147?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Play snooker break. Snooker loopy.
Because we're not licensed for music on Broadway.
Why didn't I sing it?
We're not licensed for music, mind you. I take your point. Could definitely get away with that.
Well, I'm not music.
I know. Hello, Kim. Oh, it's smoky in Seattle. Oh, no. The Alexa thing we're looking into. It's not as simple as we would like it to be. Let's say that. Hello, Jonathan. Anything to say, Jonathan?
Yeah, you never posted in Slack this morning.
No, now we do like to hear from you first thing in the morning in Slack, just saying.
Yeah, I'm concerned he didn't enjoy the show.
Maybe he forgot to catch up.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Beans on toast. Yeah, I was fancying beans on toast, wasn't I? And I never did have any.
Well, we've got beans, we've got toast.
We have. So, yeah, but we're keeping that now, aren't we? There's extra supplies.
Right. I'll make your beans on toast.
No. Today was pasta. Today was pasta, gluten-free pasta. Still not broken out the Dino pasta. That's still in supplies. But we're working on it. As you can tell, somebody's been enjoying his chocolate, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have some more shortly.
Hello, Paul. How is it down under?
Oh, we love the show.
Good.
I'm
good.
Happy now, Johnny.
That's all right, Jonathan.
I can breathe easy.
Oh, there was that moment at the end when I was thinking, you know, I was just about to update the scoreboard. And now I'm wondering if you've got us on like an alarm and that you're just going to pop back in all of a sudden and be there.
Oh, he's going to send us something.
Whee!
Project 13. Awesome.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thanks, Johnny.
That's a great start to the project. Thank you, Jonathan.
It's dark in here, isn't it?
It is dark. We've got clouds again, but at least it's not as humid as it has been.
True.
So it could be much, much worse. CQ, Deb. Yes, today, how many shows did I put together? Was it five?
Yeah, I think so.
Three. It was definitely four, and then the two-hour one. Yes, No. There was three. Then there was the football one, and there was five.
Yeah.
Did five shows for today, 7 hours. I don't know how I managed to get 7 hours of content into the 3 hours I had, but I did. Also did all of the segues today before I went to bed. Finally got to bed about 7:15 and was up again at 10:30. Not had much sleep. Might snooze through the music show tonight. But if I did, that would not end well. On account of the fact that would leave Mike in charge. And trust me, that would definitely not end well. What have we got tonight? Places we've got tonight, and we've got some good ones. We have definitely got some good ones. But that's 8 o'clock. Ah. So, anything from the show last night? Oh, Japanese boy, I remember that one. That's a little bit before Jonathan's time, by about 20 years, as I recall it. That's scary. Oh, no, not that long. No, it would be about 7 years. But if Mummy Isaacs was listening to it, then you would remember. How was the class? Right, so the class this morning all turned into a bit of a farce. because it's a local group, local to the UK. So there's the overarching course that's going on. And what's happening is people are putting on their own little sessions. I'm not quite sure why they're doing it geographic, or I wasn't until I went, because I've not been to one before. But what I was thinking, you know, being geographic, why would we be doing that in the middle of the COVID thing? Because anybody could join from anywhere and would find it equally useful. But it turned out the meetings used to be physically available. So you actually went along to them. So all they've done is actually take what was a local meeting online. But more people could go because it would be the whole of the UK and not just London. Anyway, the lady who usually does it wasn't doing it. She'd handed over to somebody else. She'd taken the guy through this thing on Friday and it used a methodology that I must admit I've not used before, which is for meetings, and it's called Lean Coffee. Has anybody ever heard of it? Lean coffee. As in lean productivity ideologies. The idea is the lean part of it means that it's like quick and agile and you can get on with the meeting, and yet the meeting is user-driven, but in a structured user-driven way, but flexible. So this guy was, I don't think he'd used it above once. And what they'd set him up with was a Miro account, M-I-R-O. Has anybody used Miro? And I see Paul's done lean coffees. Well, they used Miro for it. And I've not ventured down the Miro route either until today. What a fiasco. The idea of the lean coffee methodology is that the first thing you do is everybody throws ideas down on a virtual post-it note into like the first column of a Kanban. And it was suggestions for topics. Then everybody votes on them. You get three votes and you can either put the votes on, all three votes on one, or you can spread the love. And then once people have voted and you've picked a winner, then they move into the second column and that's what you're talking about. And every 5 minutes you take another vote as to whether you've discussed that enough or whether you're going to carry on talking about it. So it all seemed fairly straightforward until we came to the Miro bit, and you've got all of these pointers with initials next to them moving across these Miro boards. But somebody had inadvertently moved, so the Miro board looked like an A4 sheet of paper on its side, and somebody had put like a diagram over the top of it, a couple of boxes, to make the columns for the Kanban board. So far, so good. But somebody had inadvertently clicked on the outline for the board and ended up moving it. So that was hanging off the page. Nobody else had a clue what to do. I'd never used it before, but I kind of sat and watched and thought, well, yeah, I see how it's working, which was fine. So we then got split into two groups so we could sort this out. And but it took 25 minutes of an hour session just to get this Kanban board thing ready. So I'd suggested at the end that that be done on the Friday before. Yes. So the actual conversations themselves were very good, but there was a lot of admin involved because the guy who was emceeing it had never done it before. And he agreed that it was all a little bit messy. And I thought, given it's a Kanban, why didn't they just use Trello? You could all have write access to it. You could have your three columns, you know, suggestions to discuss, discussing, discussed. And then just drag them across the Kanban board. Why go to all the piffle of this Miro thing? I have no idea. You sometimes use it for mind mapping. I think it would work well with one or two people, but there was, I think it was 13 in this thing, which when you've got 13 things flying across the board, it's a little bit too much. But we did get something done, so probably about 25 minutes. Would have been better if it was the hour, but you know, never mind. Oh, Kim's just escaped Zoom. I had an interesting thing with Zoom. What was it doing? Oh, it was the breakout room thing. The breakout room thing again. There's different options and people are using different options. So you think you've got it. You're like, OK, I'm an attendee of this one. It's not my room. And when we go into the breakout rooms, a little pop-up will appear and say, do you want to go into this breakout room? And you can hit later if you don't want to go in it. Problem was, there is a way to override that. The presenter can override it. And this presenter did override it, which meant you couldn't get out the breakout room. It was like prison. So, yes, good fun was had by all. I then had a 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock? It was a 5 o'clock, wasn't it? So I had another session at 5 o'clock, which went on for about an hour and 40, something like that. I think I've got a night off tonight, but I've got another one tomorrow at some stupid time. So, yes, that's where I'm at.
I've come up with an idea.
Oh, dear. Go on.
Right, I posted a link.
Where?
Into the chat.
Right. Oh, hello.
Because obviously different parts of the world, they call them different things and they mean different things. But it's a laundry basket. We've got about 4 laundry baskets, but I didn't pay a tenner for them.
Go on, I'm trying to get the link.
Well, seeing as the shopping comes without plastic bags...
Oh, don't we know it?
If I take the laundry basket out to the hall, pile the stuff in, I can just take it straight into the kitchen.
So you're taking the laundry basket into the hall, ready for the Asda man?
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, Mike, whatever floats your boat.
Well, if they gave us plastic bags, I wouldn't have to, the problem.
I know that and you know that. In fact, if they gave us paper bags, we wouldn't have a problem.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you see. But they don't, so that's that. Oh, Deb's just finished a webinar, Census Records. Do you know, it must be fascinating.
Oh, Johnny uses an IKEA bag. One of the big, big yellow ones, Johnny.
Some are blue, aren't they? Yellow and blue.
Yeah.
I think we got those, didn't we? Because there was a backlog. Mum had this ideology that if the washer was on, she wouldn't let you use the dryer. So she'd wash like 6 lots of clothes and then you'd have to wait to put them in the dryer. So we needed to put them somewhere. So we got some baskets like that. And I think we still adopt the same approach, don't we?
Yeah. See, Kim thinks it's a good idea.
Oh, a total COVID cage cave in the garage. It's beginning to sound like here. Blue ones are the ones you can buy. The yellow ones are for the store use only. I did not know that, Jonathan. I knew they sold them, but I didn't realise they were colour-coded. Makes sense, actually. No, Mike hasn't got any at all because we've not been to IKEA, not since the roof blew off the last time. We banned ourselves from IKEA. Oh, I wonder what the delivery is like at IKEA at the moment.
I don't know. Let's go and find out.
Might be worth having a look. But seeing as though they wouldn't deliver half the stuff I wanted, I got really peeved with them. But what can I say? Yes, we were commenting, Johnny, on the iBook, that somehow your love bite obviously hadn't arrived at that point. There was a comment from you. But we need more. We definitely need more, obviously. I mean, it wouldn't be anything new Mac Bites if you weren't there. Have you noticed how he's the star of the show, even though he's actually asleep?
Who, Johnny?
Mm, yeah. It's the kind of thing Mac Bites Siri pulls off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Mac Bites Siri was less than one at that point. That's frightening.
If Johnny or Kim's still eating, let me know. Because I won't tell.
No. I think whatever it is, you need to hold on to that.
Yeah.
He's only just got his beans on toast out. Hubby finally asked what marooned was. I told him it was your coffee clutch. He said it reminded him when people had to see the show, the soap opera. Yet the neighbours have been quiet today.
So your hubby doesn't know what marooned was.
Mm. Maroon's very hard to explain, Mike, to the uninitiated, let's be honest. Do you
it's
know
a
that
chat amongst friends.
It is a chat amongst friends. Yes. Around the fireside during these COVID times. Oh, do you know what I haven't done today? It's all right, I've got the panda handy. Haven't looked at the news. Let me have a look and see how long before the panda has to come into play. They're rabbiting about Brexit. I won't look at that one. The Oxford trial is to resume. So that wasn't a bad thing. Apparently this weekend, I had not heard this, this weekend has become unofficial party weekend before the lockdown on Wednesday. You know, if you are going into lockdown, why give you a week to get there? I must admit, if it's urgent, I don't understand
to
that.
To get your provisions in.
But these people aren't having provisions. We've had one arrested over putting on a 300-person disco. Oh, a silent disco. What's that?
It's when you dance without music.
What's the point?
I don't know.
No, me neither.
I'll go and Google it for you.
Anyway, she's been arrested for putting on a silent disco.
Silent disco.
Don't go to Urban Dictionary because it'll probably have a totally different meaning.
A silent disco or silent rave is an event where people dance to music listened on wireless headphones rather than using a speaker system.
Sometimes there are no words. So you kind of dance in your own space.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, at least they weren't disturbing the neighbours. The fact that we're spreading COVID, clearly totally irrelevant.
No, my story, we've discussed it before.
They're still eating.
Yeah, but they said they've got strong stomachs.
Oh, let's test how strong.
No, it's about cleaning AirPods.
Oh, my, no, we had that. Go on.
Well, yes, use an ear cleaner.
Yep.
But some people, and this is off an official Apple site, I think, said that you blow into it or suck. If you suck it, not blow, suck. And I tried it, and it's worked. It's worked.
No! Oh, good grief.
I couldn't hear anything out of my right ear for the last few days.
I don't think they're designed that well, you know. I don't.
How long have we had them? Are they still in warranty? Could I take it back and pretend it was broken?
Brace yourself, Mike. March.
This year?
Last year. We were out the end of March this year. No, they're probably not, unless you got Apple Care, and I don't think they did Apple Care on that.
I doubt it.
No, somebody said Apple don't expect them to last more than 18 months because of the battery. The battery's so tiny, and you know you're constantly charging it.
This is nothing to do with battery, this is to do with gunk.
Well, yeah, but they probably don't insure against that either, do they? They're not designed that
well. Well, anyway, it worked. It works. I can now hear much better out the right one.
There you go. Look at Jonathan. You see, he... they've got sense. They would never suck an ear pod. I think Apple would like them to be disposable. Do you know what I would do? I would use that isopropyl alcohol on a cotton bud.
Yeah.
And be very gentle on the outside and just tip it so it's facing downwards on the desk. Technically speaking, you should be able to dip it in it.
Yeah.
And that would probably work just as well.
Well, sucking my AirPods did work. I can hear
Mike did this now. So you did not have
that's
to.
That's it. The things I do in the name of research.
Oh, my word. In fact, you know what else should work if you've not got any isopropyl alcohol? Because they don't sell it anymore because people were drinking it.
I bought, that stuff we tried to get. Meths.
You can't get meths now either. Because people were trying to drink it. Why they can't put something in it so it tastes and
this
smells
stuff.
Worse? No, not wine, Mike. Hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, hand sanitizer.
Keep up with the plot. We've got how many litres down there?
Don't tell people.
27 litres of hand sanitizer. Yeah, but we need it. We need it. Who doesn't need it? Make sure he gargles before he kisses. Before we kiss him. Oh, Kim, absolutely. I think they might have to wait about 3 weeks. Mike! Oh, fancy admitting to it. At least they were his own. Could have been worse. There, you see, I managed the news without murdering anybody. Shall we go into the UK news? Just finding out. Oh, did you see the thing? This is the British government in action. They put in place this scheme where they could have faster motorways by making them smart motorways. It's all ludicrous and stupid. It basically involves losing the hard shoulder. Anyway, they've now decided, after they've done it all, they've spent billions on this thing. They've now decided they're going to trial 60 mile an hour limits so they can cut pollution. Head desk. Did we vote these people in, Jonathan? Because I'm denying all knowledge of it. All knowledge of it. Oh, you'll be pleased to know I did get my form in. That was the form to register to vote. Crafty little minxes with that. I don't know if you do it the same way, Jonathan. There is an online system and it's not owned by your local council because it would be too expensive for them. So what they do is they kind of hook into somebody else's system, which is, I can't remember what it's called. You type in the same thing every year anyway. And you put in a two-part code. So you put your first half in and then it shows you the next bit. You put your second half in. Then it asks for your postcode.
You put your whole self in.
No, then you put your postcode in. And then it comes up and says, it uses the two numbers to work out the house number and it uses the postcode to work out the road name. So then it comes up and says, are you trying to fill this form in for? And it's got your address on it. So, yes, let's move on. And what it does is show you what they already have on the register. Now, it used to be you could only use the online system to update yourself if there were no changes. But I did have some screenshots, good job I did this, of when we did make changes. And then it all went to heck in a handbasket anyway. But everything was fairly simple. I was there, Mike was there, not an issue. So it was, yep, that's okay. Yep, I confirm. Yep, comes to this page. Right. Tick the box to indicate like a signature. So I thought, fair enough. And then underneath it said email. I thought, just a minute. Pretty sure there wasn't an email option last year. And I was pretty sure there wasn't an email option for the simple reason I would never give the council an email. So I looked at it and I dug out the screenshots from last year and no, there wasn't. I thought, is this compulsory? Because underneath there was a little note. There was no checkbox, just the note. And it said, we need an email address so we can send you a confirmation that your submission of this form was successful. And then it said in even smaller print underneath that, and your council will use it to contact you about elections. I thought, oh no, they won't. Oh no, they won't. So I looked and I thought, I wonder if it's compulsory. Because if it's compulsory, I thought that is very naughty. And I'm pretty sure that would breach the GDPR stuff as well, because there's no opt-out. So I thought, I won't put an email in and we'll just see. Anyway, I managed to get beyond it with no email. Obviously, that meant I didn't get a confirmation, but it also means that they don't have an email to be bothering me any other time of the year. But naughty, naughty that they'd added it with no opt-out. So in terms of if you wanted to put an email address in, so you got a confirmation of this thing you were trying to do, you couldn't then opt out of future communications about other things. And that's how come people get emails and then think it's genuine from the council asking for you to pay your council tax in rupees to an account in India. Because it, well, the email was right. That's the email letter gave them. So if they haven't got one and something comes and it says it's from the council, they're lying. So I it's finished. Jonathan only needed to respond if it wasn't accurate. Now, you see, that's logic. That must cut down on about 80% of the work, but we have to confirm every year. This is Trafford for you. Why do something once when you can do it 20 times? The one time, well, twice we've needed to make a change. Once was when Dad died, and I ended up doing it. He actually died, typical of Dad, wasn't it? 2 days after the form had gone in. Now, I must admit, at the time the form was going in, I said to Mum, you know, well, he isn't actually dead yet, but I think you might as well cross him off. But, you know, legally you couldn't. So, of course, the form had gone in and then the form had to go. We had to, can we have another form? He's died. And to send that in another day. And then when Mum died, they made a complete carve up of it. She didn't have a middle name, so I'm down as Elaine K. Giles and she's down as Eileen Giles. Totally separate, no middle initial. And when I sent the thing in with, now they won't take somebody off the register unless you got the death certificate. So there I am, you know, with a photocopy of the death certificate. So I had to send all this stuff in to get her taken off with all the legalities. And when they sent the updated record, they deleted me as well. And I thought, amazing how they managed to do that without the death certificate, without anything. So I gets back on and I says, right, situation is, this is what you should have done. Oh, yes, 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 she said. I said, yeah, and this is what you've actually done. Oh, it's illegal not to be on the register. Oh, look at the state of that. She's flat on her back, upside down by the front door. Oh, dear. So she said, it's illegal not to be on the register. I said, well, I didn't ask to come off the register, did I? You've made a mistake. So I had to then, she said, yes, but we can't just put you back. You've got to apply to be on the register. I thought, you know, if you had 6 months after somebody's died, you'd still be behind with all of the stuff you've got to do. Not because it's that complicated, but just when you've done it, they make a complete carve up and then you've got to go and redo it all again. But that's the UK for you. See, again, in America, I registered to vote 14 years ago, current address. They just send me a card to vote 3 times a year. Why can't we do that? It must be Trafford. It must be Trafford. More money than sense. If they could only sort the bins out. Do you remember when they changed the bins to Tuesday? Mm. I mean, it did get past the problem of it's a bank holiday. Can we put the bins out? But at the beginning, it took weeks for them to get it sorted. And then just as it was sorted, we then went into the COVID thing and now we can't take the bins. Are we back to normal now? About right.
I think so.
Just about.
Yeah.
But they used to come, the regulars clockwork, which was why we had to take Mayor out, because he didn't like them. He didn't like the bin people near his gate. You know, it's his family. What are you doing there? And why are you stealing bins?
He didn't like the bin man.
Didn't like the milkman.
Didn't like the milkman.
No. I don't think he'd have liked anybody that came to the door either, to be honest. It was his domain. It was his estate and they were encroaching upon it. Anyway, once they'd seen him foaming at the mouth, they tended not to do it twice, which was quite fortunate. But yeah, that's what went on. So yeah, I think it's just Trafford. But the bins cause a total meltdown every time they touch them. And the other thing that people are getting really, really cranky about is the potholes in the road. The roads are just disintegrating. And I said to Mike at the start of lockdown, now is the time to keep the staff that are employed, send them out where it's safe, outdoors, and fill the potholes in. And did they? No. So now they're 6 months worse than they were to start with. Politicians do love to spend other people's money and they don't really care on what either. They had this initiative a couple of years back. Oh, did it end badly. You had to pay them to take your rubbish away. This is on top of the council tax that you already pay for them to take your rubbish away. But we all had to do it because the alternative was going to the tip. Now, while that might have been like, well, it would save money. Yeah. Then they started charging you to go to the tip. So they had you all ends up. So we paid for this thing. And when it arrived, it was a sticker. You were supposed to put the sticker on the bin. And you know, it wasn't anything special. You even had to write your own address on it. So there I am with a Sharpie, you know, with quite a smallish sticker, trying to put the address on it. And we put it on top of the bin. It lasted a day and a half before it started to peel off. And no matter what you did with this thing. And the other thing that was happening was whatever the material was they'd made it with, the address used to just not exactly wipe off because it was permanent. But after a day outside, it just faded to nothing. Now, these stickers, we'd paid £50 to have the rubbish taken away. So these stickers were being nicked off the bins. So I said to Mike, right, hold me beer. And over I went to this bin. I took the sticker off. I put it in a plastic wallet. And then I put it on top of the bin. And I had to put duct tape all the way round it. And it probably lasted then about 6 months, didn't it? Mm. In the end, it caused that much grief. They ditched the entire scheme. Not before, of course, we'd paid our £50. Mind you, we did exactly get the rubbish taken away. So you can't win, can you? Oh dear, oh dear. Kiva likes no one to be out and about around the house. I think it's like, it's pack mentality, isn't it? They're being protective. And particularly the bin men, because they were taking things off your property. And he didn't like that. And they were pretty scared of him. Now, the milk float was a totally different business. He was just a petrol head mayor, or in this case, an electric head. And he just wanted to ride on it. He just loved things that moved. Horses, cars, bikes, you name it. He didn't worry him. He just wanted to ride on it. But he never did get a ride on it. Ooh, a police dog as the main star. That sounds fabulous. Definitely need to see that one. Oh, I did see a programme. Like the pilot of a programme. Oh, what was it called? APB. It's quite old. I think it's about 5 years old, and I think there was only one series. It's like a high-tech thing. Basically, Elon Musk takes over District 13. I think it's...
Not like Project 13?
No. I think it was San Francisco. Oh, it's a scream. But there was this dog in it. Well, I'm gone if there's a dog in it. The poor dog got injured, but he ended up getting a bionic leg. What can I say? I think I've read one of his books. Cannot for the life of me remember which one. But I'm sure I have. And if I have, it will probably be on Audible. So let me get to Audible. I know the name and yet I cannot think of the book. Or maybe I haven't. Not seeing anything there. I could have sworn I did. Okay, if I did, then it's not on there. So let's try his Amazon page and see if it was a Kindle book that I bought. Oh, he's written quite a lot, hasn't he? Is it a series, Jonathan, or a one-off? Colin Pike. It sounds like Dad's Army.
It does.
No, it doesn't look like I have. Well, how would I know the name then if I haven't read it? This is most unlike me. No, I haven't. Oh, right. Okay. I will save that. Recommended your toy today, Jonathan. You know, your board, your whiteboard. We were discussing post-it notes in one of these sessions and how many post-it notes I get through. And I said that you'd got a board that you could actually write on and it looked like a keyboard. And he sat in front of your keyboard. And the guy was like, oh, I want one. So I sent him the link. Another sale based on you. Before and after the smoke. Ah, the idiot neighbours have arrived. COVID idiots. This is a Saturday party. I guarantee within 3 weeks the numbers are going to be off the scale. Wow. That looks like you know these cities out, is it Tokyo way?
Yeah.
Where they're very polluted. Do you remember the pictures at the beginning of lockdown of how clean the air was? That is a massive, massive difference. It looks so blue and clean on the left. It must be horrific for people with breathing problems like asthma. Now, I think I've definitely got a Steve Cavanna book. Let's have a look. I read so many books, you know that. With myth. Oh! I'm up to three speed. Made it. I'm sure I've seen one of his. Come on. Not on there. Maybe that was the audible one. Let's have a look. Oh, he's got a book called 13. Now, his I have got, Jonathan. Not listened to them yet. Bought them on offer a couple of weeks back. How many have I got? Oh, and he did a collaboration with Mark Dawson, who's prolific. His stuff is like ripping yarns. So I've got one of theirs as well. So I've got the first three books in the Eddie Flynn series. I do have 13. Not read it yet, but I do have it. Again, was that a standalone? It doesn't say that's part of a series. The other ones it does. Oh, I shall bump it to the top of my list on your recommendation, Jonathan. Looks like Sydney last year. Oh, it was heartbreaking, the pictures from Australia. Three speed. Yeah, it does actually depend on the narrator, but you know, I was at 2.9 and I thought I have got to push it. We haven't got any sales on this week, Deb. There is nothing on sale at Amazon Audible this week. Or was it the Harry Potters? No, not the Harry Potters. Robert Galbraith. Yeah, the only thing that's on this week, it's not really a sale. It's just like four books. It's Robert Galbraith. It's The Cuckoo's Calling, The Silkworm, Career of Evil, and Lethal White. And this is because the new one is out on Tuesday. What a silly day to release it, Tuesday, because I would love to sit and listen to that. Normally, they're about 20 to 22 hours. This one is 31 hours 50. Wow. But the narrator's amazing. Robert Glenister is amazing. Do you know what also is amazing? If you're listening at three times, that would only take you 10 hours 20. I do like to enjoy that one. So some of the stuff, why do I listen at three speed? Because otherwise I wouldn't listen at all. So what I did was I was testing this thing that I'd bought. The Great Courses were on sale. I think they were about £3. And one of them, let me find a link to it because it was actually very good. There was nothing new in it, but it was a very, very good summary, I thought. No, it's not. It's not Clara, it's Kiara. Kiara Conlon. And what she'd done was a Great Courses thing. So the series is called The Great Courses. And it's get organised, do more in less time. So if it comes on offer, it's pretty decent. So I thought what I'll do is I'll see if I could get through 4 hours, 45 minutes in like an hour 20. I think what helped was it was very, very good. It did make some very, very good points. But there was nothing new. What she'd done was she'd collated the best of everybody else's ideas. Let me get the link. No, not if you type that. Oh, what's the matter with you? Right, there we go. Nice short link. But it as a kind of review, so it's got GTD in it. It's got different methodologies. The Seven Habits. She goes over quite a lot of them. She's also done some work with Evernote. So that was the one that I started at about 2 speed and thought, right, let's see if I can get up to 2.5. And I did. And by the end of it, I was at 2.9 on that one. So the thing is, I probably, but for listening at double speed, wouldn't have been listening to that. I'd think to myself, oh, you know, if I'm going to listen at 1 speed, then I might as well make notes while I do it. Oh, I've not got time to make notes. So I probably wouldn't have listened to it. But while I'm doing things like putting the posters together and sorting Notion out where it's mindless, I've got the time to listen and concentrate. But I still probably wouldn't have listened unless I listened at least 2 speed. So, and once I'd finished that one, I made the decision then, have a look through my library, see what else I'd bought in the sale. Was there anything else to do with organisation or productivity? And I found one. So I started putting that on and listening at the same speed. So listening at 1 speed not only would take me twice as long, I'm just less likely to get started. But that's just me.
I know someone else who does that, Johnny. Sitting not a million miles from me now.
But do you know, Jonathan, that's not illogical. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
Yeah, but what if the icon is rubbish and the app is brilliant? Or what if the icon is the epitome of design and the app crashes?
Like most of them, you mean?
And is subscription-based, and is purchased via Paddle, and is everything you hate.
Well,
then you're in a quandary.
No, what I'll say about Jonathan with the icons is, what you believe is that when it's got a beautiful icon, that time and trouble has been taken with it. And do you know, sometimes the things that set people off, do you remember when Spotify changed the shade of green?
Maybe the trouble's been taken with the icon and not the coding of the app.
Do you remember, though, when Spotify changed the shade of green? Oh, it kicked off. Another one.
What was the app with the spotty icons?
WinZip.
Oh, that's right.
WinZip. There were two versions of WinZip. It was something to do on Windows if you had, and it wasn't. It could be 16-bit and 32-bit at the time. And I said to Mike, you've got nice icons and mine are spotty. And it became the one with the spotty icons. It makes a massive difference. Jonathan's quite right, leave him be. Totally agree with him. Totally agree with him. Which was the one I was looking at the other day? Oh, I know. There was this app. We discussed it. It
22
was...
minutes.
What was?
Just giving you warning.
Oh, right. It was a camera app that I looked at. It was back last September, October time. And it was the one that gave you night mode on phones older than an 11, an iPhone 11. Can't remember what it was called. Cam something. And we looked at it and the icon, there was nothing wrong with it. It was black and it had like a white symbol on it. I mean, it looked quite basic, I'll grant you. But it did what it said on the tin. The fact that the icon was black to me indicated night mode. So I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. It wasn't spectacular, but there was nothing wrong with it. I went in to update my apps about 2 weeks ago and I looked at the icon and I thought, what on earth is that app? And it was blue, like a really bright blue, electric blue sky with what looked like a sun on it, but the sun that was on it was like, it had really long sort of lines coming out of it. Massive. I thought, what is it? And I think when an icon makes you stop and think, what is it? It's got design problems. So I looked at the app and I thought, why have they changed it? It was this night camp thing. And I thought the fact it was black indicated it was night. Now it just looks like every other blue icon on the system. Oh, don't let me forget to about organising icons. So I updated and I looked at it and I thought, I don't understand that decision at all. About 2 weeks later, there was another update out. And again, I looked at the icon and I thought, what app's that? It looks like nothing that I had on the phone before. But I did think as I looked at it, I thought, well, the background's black, jet black. But the sun kind of shape that's on it, that does look like the icon that used to be black that's changed its colour to blue. And I checked and part of the release notes said you didn't like the icon. So everybody thought the same as me, that the fact the icon was black indicated it was the night mode camera. So they went back to it. So it does make a massive difference. Now, I actually saw something the other day and I thought, I have got to run that past the macarooners because it was just too stupid. But your mileage may vary. Do you have a methodology? This could go in with our Project 13. Do you have a methodology for organising the icons on your phone or your tablet? What do you do? Is it that you have a specific set of icons on the home page? Do you organise them by function? Do you put them into groups? Do you have them by screens? Let me know how you organise them. And I will tell you what this lady did that I saw in this video.
I have on my home page phone messages. Then I have one called Call Elaine, which is a shortcut that I made. Then I have an SMS at work, which is a predefined text message to you that I send you to say I'm at work.
Don't think that's been updated in a while. Certainly not being used in a while.
I once pressed it accidentally and then followed it up by that message. And it was a Saturday morning when I was out at the door.
I remember that.
Then I've got Gmail, Google Calendar, Skype and To-Do. Then I've got Contacts, Slack, Notion, Clock. Then I've got Safari and Chrome. Then I've got a folder called Social, which has got LinkedIn, Facebook, Tweetbot, Messenger, WhatsApp, Facebook page, Periscope, which I never use, Instagram and Hootsuite. Then I've got 1Password. Then I've got Calcbot, iTalk, Recorder, Spotify, Google Maps, Audible, Downcast and Drafts. And on my shelf, dock, whatever we're calling it today, I've got camera photos, notes app and OneNote.
Are you still on OneNote?
Yeah. Bottom right-hand corner.
I didn't realise you were still using it.
That's got me scripting for Catania meetings.
That's not synchronised since the old king was on the throne.
It's got all the prayers, but the prayers haven't changed, so it doesn't need to synchronise. What I do when I'm in the meetings next door is I'll prop the phone up against the iMac and then I'll go into OneNote and I can see the prayers, so I'm reading along. But it also means that I can go into other things on the phone and, you know, Facebook and...
The important stuff to do while you're in a meeting, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, well, what we got here? Kim is... Oh! Jonathan. They are grouped by colour. Jonathan, I have screens by which ones I use the most. I do that, Kim. The home screen's got the most important stuff on that I use most of the time. Everything else is relegated to other pages. Good evening, Tracy.
What's on the last page?
I can tell you even without looking.
The folder with the smiling poo on it.
No, that's on the other one. The last page has got three or four, I think it's three, recording applications that I'm trying because of the rant I had about the one that went subscription. Subscription for an audio recorder. So I do pretty much what you guys do, apart from Jonathan. Tell me that's not true, Jonathan. You're only joking. Thank God. I know, I do what Deb does. Photo apps are together and productivity is together. I do keep out of folders the ones I use a lot. So I used to have OmniFocus on the main page, but I spend more time triaging it than using it. So I switch to things. Not to actually use it. I know that sounds ludicrous. I needed an inbox, a quick inbox. So that was why I put things there. So I just swapped the two icons over. Yeah, so I think we're all pretty much doing the same thing. Well, I saw this thing.
I thought Jonathan might have organised them by how nice they are. Give some marks out of 10 for design.
Artistic design.
Yeah.
Well, this lady was showing 1Password. So the only reason she had her phone out was to show 1Password. So you could... she'd used like a video camera. It wasn't screen sharing. It was a video camera. So the phone is at an angle and you could see a screen, and it wasn't full of icons, but everything that you could see was folders, and every folder had exactly the same name. And there were about, there was four across and about five down. So you're looking at like 20 folders, all with the same name, except the colours were different. So the name of each of these folders was heart, 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 heart. But the hearts were purple, and some were yellow, and some were red, and some were blue. And I'm like, what on earth?
Wasn't Martha Stewart, was it?
No.
That's something what Johnny's just posted, very similar.
No. And then the apps that I thought, well, you know, how does she know which is which? And I thought, well, you get used to it, don't you? So I thought, well, you know, she wants to name them all the same. That's up to her, whatever. She's not hurting anybody. And then when I looked, I realised she had done exactly what you said, Jonathan. She organised them by colour. And I'm like, so you've got the email client in with LinkedIn because they're blue.
And Word.
Oh, my God. People do. Oh, Jonathan, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. See, I'm more like Tracy, screens dedicated or folders dedicated. You see, that is logical. I have a logical brain. I want to get to apps quickly. So the first page is the ones that, you know, I want to see first. I literally cannot understand that. And that person has actually... See, it's a bit of a dare, but it works well. What? How? Because you've then got the problem, haven't you? I mean, what they've got, Alexa and Skype and Twitter and WordPress and the settings together because they're blue. I guess you would get used to it because obviously colour is one of the... If I mentioned an app, you could probably tell me the colour of the icon. So I get it might actually work, but what do you do when an app changes its colour? And I mean radically changes its colour. There was the Hootsuite app, wasn't it? Wasn't that black? Black and white?
Yeah.
And now it's yellow. So you would have to move it. It couldn't. It's not like it's a lighter shade of black at all. So I can't understand the logic of that. When Jonathan said he did it, I'm like, what? Unbelievable. Yeah, I've never seen anything organised like that. So they've got the podcast app with OmniFocus, and then things would be kind of white and blue, although they've not got that installed. Another thing I don't get with people is when it's like, oh, I want to have as few apps on there as possible. I get the minimalism thing, but what I find is sometimes you're out and you've got dodgy data and you log into something and the email's not downloading. And then I will just log into a different client. Or, you know, Twitter's misbehaving, so I'll log into a different Twitter client. And if I don't already have that app installed, you know, yes, I can download it from the store, but did I mention I'm out and the internet's a bit off? So having them installed and configured means I can just quickly do whatever I need to do. And I just put them in a folder on another page and don't worry about it. But people do seem to be like, oh, uninstalling that because they only use it like once every month. So I'll load it when I use it. No, not getting that. Although I guess that's really what we'll be getting in iOS 14, isn't it? You know those, what were they called? The app snippets or something. Where part of an app downloads while you stood outside via a QR code. Is this ringing any bells, Mike?
No.
WWDC.
I missed it. I was in a catenium meeting.
I just can't remember what they were called. Snippets rings a bell. I had no idea people really did this. He works at Netflix. That could explain a lot. Oh, that was another one that changed. The Now TV app. It was green and now it's orange. We, you know, we're talking a huge change, not changing the shade of it. I think that's when the aesthetic is ridiculous. Oh, good grief, the Martha Stewart one's even worse. There's tonight's ambulance, or was it police?
It was a police car.
If it's police, there's usually two more within about a minute or so. So we'll see what happens there. That one is really bizarre, isn't it? Like the weather's with Facebook. And I mean, she's even got three different shades of blue. No, I can't fathom that. Surely that's just to take a photo. I mean, could anybody use that? I don't think I could. I do use emojis to name some of the folders. So I do that, but I tend to only use the one. I mean, you only really need one smiling pile of poo, unless the stuff's really terrible, and then you know, you could put three. And I wouldn't even organise them by stars as to how good they were, because if I use them, they're on the homepage. I guess it's got a sort of aesthetic vibe to it, but I couldn't be doing with it. I couldn't be using it. Starbucks is next to me, Evernote kind of thing. No accounting for taste. Jonathan had been going there for a bit, didn't he? Naughty, naughty, Jonathan. That's something we could put in project number 13. We could all explain our home screens, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That would work. Have a featured home screen of the week. I'd have to tidy mine up a bit. Mine's not too bad, I don't think. I actually have groups on the homepage as well. What have I got most of? I've got more groups. No, I think I've got 10. I've got 10 groups out of all the icons. But, you know, I'm thinking Facebook doesn't really warrant to be on the homepage anymore, does it? That was pretty
much... I've got Facebook in a folder.
I think I had it in the social. I mean, I've got Facebook and I've got Twitter, and to be honest, I don't really use either on my phone. Not that much. The ones that I do use that are on that homepage... I'm in and out of the health one quite a bit, and I've got Dark Noise, Ulysses. I did move Scrivener because Scrivener's an absolute pain on iOS. I mean, it's fantastic that you can use it, but, you know, the prospect of using it just puts me off, so don't bother. It's because of the Dropbox sync. It's just too slow. It could really do with syncing like Ulysses syncs. I tell you what is absolutely beautiful to use. And it's scary because it always has been beautiful to use. But I looked at it, tried it, and I thought, I don't get along with it. And I want the raw power, which is OmniFocus. But I went back to things as just for this inbox, just to capture stuff. And little by little, it's like, ah, I could do with putting those together. I'll just create a quick project. It'd be fine. And it actually does work scarily well. Scarily well. So I'm warming to that one more by the minute, but I am doing some weird shenanigans with it to make it work better, if you will. But it is absolutely gorgeous. Whoa, it is a beautiful app. Whoever designed it, it is beautiful. I know it's not as customizable, but there are always dirty hacks. It doesn't support the import of task paper stuff, which would be fantastic. Task paper is like Markdown for tasks. And if a task app supports it, you can create all these projects as like boilerplate and then just take them in. But it doesn't support that. But it will do it from drafts. But you do need a paid for drafts account, don't you, Mike? It's Mike discovered. Yeah, I like that one. And margin notes on the homepage. My calendar is. File browser businesses, and the Alexa thing is, you know, when Alexa got promoted to the homepage, when the light bulbs went in,
yeah,
because I need to turn them on and off. Yeah, I put the porch one on, you know, when Lola was going on a holiday,
yeah,
and I thought, oh, it's getting dark, and we had a delivery, and I put the porch light on from the Alexa app. So that one gets a place on the homepage. That would be fascinatingly interesting. Don't say it. Okay, the Echo device. Is she talking to you, Jonathan? Brooklyn's theme tonight is places. Places. And Deb's home screen has a solid colour with the app icon. The lock screen used to have a cemetery on it, but now it's got an early morning sunrise. Mr. Deb said the other was spooky. Mine's got kind of a purple shade thing. It goes from like a deep purple to a lighter purple. I did used to use like the new, when you updated the OS, I did used to use the new one, so it felt like a new phone. And I don't know about anybody else, but if you do change the wallpaper, it's like, oh, it's like a new phone. But I've stuck with this one for a long time. It's just kind of there. I don't particularly worry about it. I've never used proper pictures, you know, like a picture of Maya or Lola. You do, don't you, for the lock screen?
Yeah, I've got a picture of Maya.
I don't, because, for a reason, my lock screen has my ICE stuff on it. It's got the emergency information. So right across the thing, it says allergies and then penicillin and then medications, none. And then Mike's contact details. And that's all that's on the home screen. So it would be very difficult, if I did collapse when I was out, to miss the fact of who the emergency contact is without them having to get the phone and put your finger on it and get into it and all of that business. So I have very plain, very, very plain. Ooh, Sweet Home Alabama. Good
by
one.
Leonard Skinner.
Good call. Michael, put that in now.
I'll put it in.
Tracy's last screen has the widgets, iMessage apps and watch apps. I put my watch stuff, all the management of my watch stuff, into a settings folder. And that, it's weird because on the phone I have it in the top left corner, but on my iPads I have it in the bottom right. And I put it on the dock in the bottom right so I can get to it without minimising. When they put the dock on the iPad with everything on it, I wanted to get as many icons as possible so I didn't actually have to close an app to get to another app. And I don't keep the iPads in sync in terms of what apps are on them and where they are. But I do keep the dock synchronised because 99% of what I want is on the dock anyway. There's a couple of exceptions. I use a clock app, so I know it's 6 seconds past 1958 at the moment. That one doesn't get a place on the dock because with that one, I wouldn't be in something else trying to access something else. I would go straight into it. But most of the others, I do like the fact that every iPad is configured the same. And it's the same apps that I use on each iPad. It's not that I've got one iPad that's for something different. So, how are we doing, Mike? 2 minutes?
2 minutes, 35 seconds.
I did pretty well today, getting all that lot to within 30 seconds.
You did.
I did.
I've got some Welsh geezer talking now.
That's Max Boyce. Is he talk? Oh, he's doing his poem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the one when only the tide went out. It's about COVID. And I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. So that's the wrap-up one. That's the last one. We wrap up with Max Boyce. And then we're ready to go with By Request. Excellent. Yes, we're going to have to do the sharing of the screens and how we organise and why. I know some people who put the one app they use in a genre on the left and then put like three folders next to it with the alternatives for that app. So the Twitter client would be like on the left and then three either icons or folders next to it of alternative Twitter clients, each to their own. I think I put mine separate. I think I put the whole Twitter thing in one folder. Yeah, lots of different ways to do it. And I find them all fascinating. I love seeing people's setups. It's so inspirational. Like, oh, that's lovely. Mine's hideous. Or, oh, I'm liking that feature. And then you deploy it in your own. Are we at the 30-second point?
No.
Minute 30?
Or minute 15.
That Max Boyce thing must have been longer than I thought. Just saying. So anyway, what are we doing in the rest of the week? We are bringing to the end week 26 tomorrow, aren't we?
1 minute.
Yes, the end of another week and the start of another one. And we creep ever closer to Kim's day 200. She is 2 weeks ahead of the rest of us. So it's going to happen very, very soon. We'll be celebrating that this week, won't we?
Yeah.
Yes, party time with Kim. We will.
40.
Right. Doing an out and then we'll do an in on by request. Now we've got fireworks going off. All the COVID idiots on the planet live near me.
30.
Right, for the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.